podcast. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
As you can see, we have a very special guest.
Yes, sir.
We have a fellow comedian.
Yeah.
Actor.
Yep.
He does skits.
Yes.
Man, he got a special coming out.
Uh-oh.
And he's a father.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sid V216.
Sid V.
Yeah.
Where can they find you, sir?
Yeah.
On Facebook. Y'all can find me at my government. Figure it out. On TikTok. Y'all can find me at Sid V216. On Instagram. Y'all can find me at Sid V Comedy 216.
Yeah.
So to the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. Sid V is definitely in the house. Man, you have a great internet presence and you have a great comedy presence as well. Man, it's like, how long you been doing this?
December 10th was my fourth year on doing stand-up.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Mine was December 4th.
Yep.
Nice.
Come back out.
4 years, yeah. Bro.
I'm coming up.
Yeah,
I'm coming up.
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
And the week before St. Patty's Day.
Yeah,
4 years.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, 4 years, man.
Nice. Moving along quick.
No, as far as like Instagram, it's been like 7 with Instagram. 7 years of Instagram. I started with Instagram.
Okay. Oh, okay. You started with Instagram.
Yeah. So wait.
I just started on Instagram.
Big story. Well, see, a lot of times you got a lot of, because if you didn't know, go to his page, subscribe to his page.
Yeah, I'll have the link in the description.
He's what you call Insta-famous. He's one of those Insta-famous people that got a lot of subscribers. His videos go viral all the time. So you went from being Insta-famous to actually performing on stage?
Yeah, now let me tell you how this happened.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Okay, so my followers was going up during the pandemic. It was going up, boom.
Okay.
So, well, it was before the pandemic really hit and they closed everything down. So, basically, some people got out to me, like, we throwing this little workshop with artists and everything. It's going to be at the House of Blues.
Okay.
Nice.
And I was like, well, we looked at your page and you've been, you know what I mean, constantly boom, boom, boom. You got the followers. And I was only at like 800-something followers. But I was getting the views.
Yeah, it's all about the views.
If that makes sense. I was getting the views. So followers went up since they hit me up. Boom. So it was like, they said, we're going to give you 10 minutes.
Whoa.
You're the only comedian. We're going to give you 10 minutes.
That was
big. So I'm just doing skits. I never hit an open mic.
I was saying, yes, this is your first show.
This would be
wow.
So I panicked.
Yeah, of course.
As you should.
So yeah. I'm like, man,
it's a different animal.
I ain't doing no stage work. I'm panicking. I'm like, man. I reached out to my mentor, D-Hawk.
Shout out to D-Hawk.
And this is before he was even my mentor. I just reached out to him on the internet.
Right.
Because I was already following him.
Okay.
And I seen he did him. I'm like, hey, hit me up. He called me.
Nice.
I'm like, hey, man, I got a House of Blues gig.
and like people was buying tickets and everything.
Wow.
$25 tickets. So once, and then my expectations on, it's crazy because now being Insta famous and now my expectations, everybody been wanting me to get on stage on internet.
Yeah, right?
Not knowing, I don't even know this recipe.
I don't know
this shit.
Right, right.
You feel me? They just think I'll be funny because of my skits.
Right,
they
right.
just think I'll be funny.
Yeah. That ain't how that shit go. It's not.
I mean, it's for a little bit. That ain't how that shit go.
For a little bit. Shit you be. You can do it for like 30 seconds. A minute, maybe, but
listen, yeah. I can't even speak on it because I ain't experienced it.
Yeah.
But go ahead. How did it go for you?
Man, listen here. So, long story short, I called D-Hawk. D-Hawk, like, see, that's what I hate. Because, you know, D-Hawk been in the internet game for a minute, too.
Mm-hmm.
He get paid. You know what I mean? So, he like, that's what I hate. They just do it off your followers and do it off your views and everything. It's just, mm-hmm. So, he threw me. He said, when is it? I gave him the date. He said, well, I'm going to throw you to tomorrow. Boom. He got an open mic.
Okay.
About to go to the open mic.
So this is
shout out to Admiral.
Yeah, shout out to Admiral.
Shout out to Admiral. So we go on our way to the B-side. The person that's taking me to the B-side to get my first, the person taking me got in a house emergency. We got to turn around.
Wow.
So I didn't spend back then. Like 1,000 times and talk to him like 1,000 times.
Shout out to Admiral.
Shout out to
Admiral.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing shows with you now, boy. But, D-Hawk shot me to Jin Jin.
Shot to Jin Jin.
That's Jin Jin had a writing party. That's when I met Sean Showtime.
Okay.
Shot. I met Chris.
Which Chris? Too Much?
Yeah.
Shout out to Chris Too Much.
And I met Ryan.
Ryan Pope?
Yes.
Nice. Shout out to Ryan
Pope. My man.
Yeah.
I love you, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
But, had a writing joint, so I was getting out of, you feel me? So they was talking about premises and shit like that.
Right.
I'm illiterate in this one.
How to construct a joke.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I'm illiterate at the time. Like, what's going on? Call Baxter. I just want to tell some jokes.
Yeah.
Boom. So, all right, me and Marquand. Shout out to Marquand.
Marquand Banks.
Yeah.
Everybody you named has been on the show except for Chris Too Much.
Yeah.
So I go to an open mic, and he hosted.
Okay.
I bombed my first time. He roasted me. That was his first time hosting, but he ain't know what was going on.
Right.
Boom.
Right.
So, me and him get into it type shit on the internet.
Oh, shit.
You and Marquand?
Yeah. On the Facebook side, but it wasn't no beef.
Real art. Mm-hmm.
It was just, you feel me? Then we start roasting each other. Everybody tuned in. And
okay.
Everything so was cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? That next day after we got into it on the internet, he took me to... He took me to open mic. I'm like, yeah, I'll go, but I ain't even about to, you know what I mean? I'm discouraged.
I
was getting geeked too much. I was getting drunk too much.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I was just up there. So, boom. So, he took me to, what's that? Is it Hatfield?
Hatfield.
Shouts out to Hatfield. Yep. John Armstrong had it back then.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Hatfield, my first three minutes. So, went up there. I'm sitting in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Marquand signed my name up.
Wow, okay. That sucks if they just call your name and you don't know.
And I'll call up there and I did 3 minutes. Boom, boom. Then I went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's when I met K-Dub. That's when I met Henry Reps. That's when I met Tyler Craig, the late Tyler Craig. Mm-hmm. I went down. Boom, met them. Got me together. Open mics, I was more loose down there. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I came back up here and did a Jin Jin show when she was doing Shouts Out to Jin Jin. No, she was doing down to 93rd, the Ice Spot.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. Yep. We was there. Cheers. And shout I came back. Man. And I came out. I came back from Atlanta. And I had a solid 5 minute set.
Nice.
So That's when I start putting everything together.
Yeah, it feels good when you go up there for at least 5 minutes and not worry about it. Man. You know what I'm saying? Not worry about it.
But trying to juggle both of them.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I gotta get a certain amount of views to get paid. You know what I mean? I got right. that to a science world. You know what I mean? And then now, but I have a show.
Oh, yeah.
I got skits all in my head right now.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey, I'm about to go shoot this when I get home.
Yep.
I'll be talking to myself. Shoot this when I get home. I'll take a shower, eat.
It's a wrap.
Smoke one.
It's a wrap.
Or I'm in my book writing.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So you literally write?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you write for skits, and what about for your jokes on stage?
Okay. I write for jokes on stage. Skits, come to me. Shoot it.
Okay.
Jokes,
you got craft. You want to craft them a little bit. See, I used to do that a lot. More so now I think about it a lot, but I like to structure it, get it out on paper so you can see it. You know what I mean? It's the same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody's different.
It's like rappers.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. You had a series of skits that was my personal favorite. When somebody would get fucked up, and you was looking like, you know, Chris Tucker, like you just got the
fuck up. Waking him up.
You waking him up.
You almost pulled that shit off.
Yeah. You always pulled it. Those are my favorites that you've done. Because you be like, get the ginger ale.
I'm bringing them back. I'm bringing them back. You almost pulled that shit off, though.
Yeah. Those are my favorites, man. I was like, man, see, it was tripping. You be like, so where do you get come up with, like, the stuff to get you right? Like, the milk, you be like, get the ginger ale, milk of magnesia, some ace bandages.
Man, the story behind that is, you know, it's so crazy. It's just crazy because... I don't know, y'all be, don't notice I be talking to somebody, Jontavious.
I know you be talking to somebody, but yeah, you never know who.
I always say Jontavious.
Yeah,
Jontavious is the one I be telling to go get the shit.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? I'm be like, Jontavious.
Yeah.
Why you ain't tell her to?
Yeah, okay.
You feel me? Jontavious is.
So who is Jontavious?
That's my cousin.
Is that a real person?
No.
Okay. All right.
As you know how it works. Have you ever saw Parlay with Desi Banks?
Yeah.
You ain't never seen Parlay.
Never seen him. Nope. Okay. So that's what Jontavious is.
This is my Parlay.
Gotcha. Yeah. Shout out to Desi too. Yeah. So. All right.
So you're 37. I'm gonna put you on blast, James.
He got the teenager beard, though.
I know he feels bad. You know, he's reaching 40. He doesn't know. But 40 is a good time.
He got the teenager look. He got the teenager
40 is a good time. Don't worry.
And the barber don't even charge him to line up, though.
They'll be perfect for you.
But go ahead, man.
So I just wanted to get how old you were when you started comedy 4 years ago. Right over 33 is around.
Look, he holding his tongue. Look, let it out, man.
He don't want his age. Oh,
all right. Sorry, man.
Should I cut it out? I ain't cutting it out. So you're in your early 30s when you started comedy.
No, you was in your 20s, right? When you started.
Comedy? You said 4 years.
I did 4 years stand-up.
Yeah, but the skits, he been doing the skits.
Yeah, well, stand-up. Yeah. On stage.
How many times are you trying to say I had a midlife crisis or
something? No, because...
I'm going to do comedy. It's all... Like, I should buy a Harley?
That's what we did. Yeah.
We had our midlife crisis. Like, we're going to do stand-up and become WWE superstars. Before it's over with.
Definitely WWE superstars.
Yeah. Man, look, our time is winding down.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to become comedians and WWE superstars.
My back can't handle that shit. Are you kidding me? Anyway. So I'm just trying to gauge, like, at what point, you know, so in your 20s, you decided, you know.
Like, when did the skit start? Yeah. All right, when did you realize that you
skits.
Could? Yeah.
Here go the skits. Here go. Okay. I came home from jail.
Yeah. Okay.
Came home from prison.
How old were you?
When I came home from prison?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like to catch where people are in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mentally.
28.
All right. Okay. So 28.
Carry the minus that.
Carry the one.
Yeah.
In 3 days.
Damn. See, that's what I like. Now you're getting it, people.
Yeah.
28 in 3 days.
28 in 3 days.
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, 28 in 3 days.
In life. And came home. I caught another case my first month home. I get knocked with 3 pounds of the sweetest Chiba. So it was either 6 months and go back to my parent for 6 months or get 18 months.
What I served on paper, so I just took the 18 months papers. So I was crashing out. I wasn't smoking, but I was drinking a lot. But I was drinking heavy. I was getting into it with my ex, and it was a lot of things going on. I'm in some drama. Woo, woo, woo. Shouts out to my right hand, HBE Moolah. Stream him.
Shout to you.
He rap. HBE Moolah streaming on all platforms, Spotify, all that. But yeah, he like, man, you funny.
Nice.
Cause I used to just go over there and just get high and, you know, distribute to whoever needed Girl Scout cookies. Cause I was selling Girl Scout cookies for my niece.
Right.
Okay.
Tagalongs.
So when I bought, in the midst of me selling the Girl Scout cookies, he's like, man, you funny, man. I'm gonna start recording you. I didn't have an Instagram then.
Okay.
I'm like, man. Right, what's this? You ain't about to record me, man.
Right, right,
I'm still
right,
on some
hood. Right, right, right.
You ain't about to record me. I'm like, no, man. Let me show you how to. Gave me the game.
Okay.
I was 28 then. I shot like 2 skits just to start my joint off of. And then it was cool. Then he showed me how to shoot and edit. Then nice. After that, it was.
So right from there, that's dope. Hey man, so like yeah, hey look, if you want to laugh and
check, yeah, definitely
go to his page and check out his skits. He got the ones that I mentioned. You almost pulled it off. He got some funny things.
I'm bringing my son back too.
Oh yeah, little Sid.
Yeah, I'm bringing him back.
Okay, yeah.
Y'all heard it here first. Y'all the only ones that know this. I said it here first, right here on the. But I said it right here. I'm bringing him back.
Nice. Hey, so, what were your comedy influences? Like, who did you watch to say, hey, yo, they funny? Or, like, did you have your favorite comedians? Like, if you had to name me, like, your favorite five, top five, local or famous, it don't matter.
So, it's 10. You want to know it's 10.
Let's
and
go.
And the five is separate.
Okay.
Okay.
The five is separate because I got comedic actors.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you got stand-up comedy.
Okay. You know what I mean? So you got 5 and 5 that influenced you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Who are they?
We're gonna go comedic actors first.
Okay.
Marlon Wayans at the time.
Shout out to Marlon.
Okay, yeah, shout out
to Marlon. He just became a stand-up. He told a story. You know what I mean?
Marlon's funny.
Marlon.
On both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jamie funny on both sides.
Jamie.
Tommy Davidson Tommy. Funny on both sides.
Yes. Yep.
But they qualify as both. Yeah. All of them I'm naming qualify as both.
Those are triple threats.
John Witherspoon,
yeah.
Both sides.
Yep.
Eddie Murphy, both sides. Yeah. See, basically all my favorite ones.
All did it.
Quite it's could be is both sides.
Yeah, so that's what you want.
Mike Epps. Like,
yeah.
Mike Epps. You know what I mean?
Sides.
Cat Williams.
Both sides.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a people both sides. Donnell Rollins, both sides.
Both sides.
You feel me?
Yep.
Yo, those are greats. Those are greats. That's what you was watching.
I wasn't watching Donnell Rollins. I'm just saying he both sides. You know, he was both sides, but
yeah.
Robin Harris. I mean, Robin Harris was
like, both sides too.
Yeah, and that's on the
Shit, I knew him. The other side. Actor first, and then I found out he did.
He was just stand up first. He had a room and everything out there in California. Had a room and everything.
Yeah,
I love
down the street from
Comedy Store.
No, it was right down the street from what's the name room? Kid Father.
Oh, I don't even know who Kid's father was.
Kid Father don't play.
Yeah, I know you talk about Christopher, whatever Christopher's last name is.
His
dad.
I didn't know Kid's father had a room.
Oh, baby kid.
Yeah.
You talk about Chris from Kid and Play, right?
No,
it was Robin Harris.
Robin Harris.
Yeah.
Robin Harris.
Uh-huh.
Robin Harris had a room. Yeah. Robin Williams had a room down the street from Robin Harris. But that's when it was segregated back then. When they was, you know, they OGs.
Yeah.
Robin Harris. Mm. You ain't able to understand that?
No, I you saying Robin Harris had a room down the street from somebody, and I was trying
Robin
to
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. Yeah, I know who Robin Williams is. Yeah. I didn't know where his room was,
though. Somewhere in Cali.
Somewhere in Cali. See, yeah, that shit's dope. Trying to find, you know, history of everybody. I didn't know Eddie Murphy was on 18 when he started. Like,
I think he was 17
when he did Delirious.
He was like 17 when he did the Gong Show. The Gong Show. No, he was 15 when he did the Gong Show.
15.
Whoa.
He did Delirious. He was 18 though. I think.
Was he?
Yes. I believe so.
I remember he. I thought he was like 17 when he first started on Saturday Night.
Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
15 when he won the Gong.
Oh, that's dope.
See, people put in work. You see him at a whole, you know what I mean? And it's great when people are the young. Yeah, but it's cool to know that they started, you know, and had a dream, dude. It's like I said, growing up in certain areas, you don't have those types of dreams. You know what I mean? I didn't have that dream. I wanted to do that shit, but it's like, no, you got to go to school, get a job.
In my hood, if you would have brought a camera,
right,
trying to record,
you thought you was the police.
Come on, man.
Right. So it's cool that, you know, later on in our lives, us later on than you, but found something to push towards. You know
fuck
what I'm saying?
That. Everybody in my hood, listen to this. All the shit with the cameras, y'all telling me now you should have been doing that back in the day. Y'all ain't allowed cameras in the hood. I could have been rich. We was around when YouTube first started.
Yeah, you could have filmed all types of good stuff.
Yeah.
So many.
I don't want to hear it no more.
Yeah. So, like, what's in the it looks good on you, baby. But what's in the future for you? Like if you can, you know, wave a reality magic wand, what will Sid216 be doing? Is it like a sitcom?
Or? My second special on the is gonna be next year.
Oh, let's talk about the first special.
Yeah, the first one. When that one coming out?
Next month.
Next month.
End of next month. First of the year.
First of the year, all right.
And congratulations on that. I was there for that one.
Yeah.
Good looking. My
we both was there.
Yep, my first 30-minute special, and it's going to be on all platforms, not just Tubi.
Yeah.
Nice.
So go stream it on all platforms.
Nice. Yeah, so, like, any other, you know, like, are you opposed to, like, having a sitcom or doing some writing or for a show? Or
yeah. I want all that. I want to. I got a team. I got to put it back together, but I got a team that believed in me as far as in my own sketch comedy show.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw it on YouTube first before I try to throw it on all platforms. Just build the YouTube up, build the audience up, and then switch it down to the
dope.
To the Tubi or the Amazon.
Oh, that's dope.
So, yeah, 2025, I got some big plans.
Nice.
Now, what about the movies you were in?
Wait a minute. Like in the introduction, we said actor.
Yeah.
So, not just saying skits. This guy's actually been in mid-phase.
Movies.
Like real movies. Do you remember? How many movies have you been in so far? And can you name them?
Four movies in one series.
Okay. Nice.
Cameo and The Cap.
The name of the movie was called The Cap?
The Cap.
Okay, The Cap.
I just had a premiere with Are You Afraid of the Hood? I'm in that.
Are You Afraid of the Hood? Okay.
TTT, The Tables That Turn. I played a crooked pastor in that.
The Tables That Turn. Yeah. Okay.
I got series wise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on The Lick 216 Season 2 Episode 3.
Okay.
The Lick.
Yep. And it's one more. I just had it. I'll tell y'all later. It's going to come to me.
There you go.
And a plethora of
skits. Congratulations,
yeah,
man.
That's some dope stuff, man.
Yeah, it's making moves, man.
Heck yeah. Hey, and you know what I did leave out in his introduction? He is a musician as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great drummer.
I play drums, too.
He plays the drums. Yeah. So how long have you been doing the drums?
Since I was 6.
Oh wow!
My dad played organ. Wow. He used to play piano for Babyface.
Okay,
really?
That's dope.
Yeah, that's. I'm born in Georgia. That's where he was playing for. I'm at.
Okay.
Then life. I guess life was life, and then here I am, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rocking the drums. That's what's up, man. I used to play the trumpet, but I can't play any instrument nowadays. It's so terrible. Yeah, I know, the trumpet's terrible. But I wasn't quite.
The trumpet is not terrible. I played the trumpet. What are you talking about?
I can't read music.
I used to can,
but I can't do it no more.
So y'all both was trumpet players?
Yeah. Yes. I thought I was going to be like Chuck Mangione.
Completely different worlds, though. It's completely different places.
Yeah.
So was you like the marching?
No.
No, before that. Yeah. I was in like middle school.
I was in elementary. I was like 4th and 5th grade.
I think I only played like 2 years.
So you was no, you six, like the seven. One with the bebop hat?
No, sir.
My sister was in the marching band.
I thought I was going to be Chuck
Mangione. They went to fucking Indianapolis, though, and played in their goddamn stadium. We got to go there and watch that shit. Like, they were in competition.
I played in the gymnasium of my
elementary school. Yeah, in front of the school. I played in the auditorium Cranwood. In front of the school.
Shout out to Garfield Cranwood Elementary.
They ain't playing no trumpet.
Shout out to Wilson Middle School.
These motherfuckers played the recorder.
Look, shout out to everybody that stole their recorders and still got them.
Look. It's the three fingers. The three finger action, dog. And then you have the spit. Remember the spit thing?
Yeah, the spit valve. You had to drain it. And like, it was disgusting.
You talking about the popsicle stick?
No, you talking about the reed.
No.
The wood wind?
There's no reed in the trumpet.
When you're doing the trumpet, you got to go.
It's a spit valve.
Yeah, a spit valve.
And it drains all
that's
the spit
you,
out.
That's how you know your breath stink. You smell your spit valve. What's your spitball smell like?
As a kid, probably stank as
no,
shit.
No, mine would smell like oil because I used to over-oil my trumpet.
Yeah.
It smelled like oil and slop.
Probably a little bit of stank breath. I ain't gonna lie. My teeth weren't the best kid.
It's always the nigga that justifies something. No, we extra oil on, so I ain't never smelled my spit. My spitball never worked.
It was oil and slop.
It was just motherfucking...
Yeah, my girl ain't the best.
EW40, your mom's like, you ain't never smelled it.
My spit bottle smelled like Raid in WD-40. Because I had to spray my case with road spray. No, I was like,
oh, man.
So, speaking of your comedy special, you say your next one's going to be next year?
Yeah. The first one was crazy.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, man.
Yeah, how'd you feel?
Man, I felt great afterwards. 30 minutes?
Yeah. Man, sold out?
Sold out.
Right?
Yeah.
Sold out.
Congratulations.
City came out and
supported.
I mean? Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, City came out. Shouts out to D Hawk.
Yeah, shout out to D Hawk.
Shouts out to John Bruton.
Shout out to John Bruton.
Shouts out to Jin Jin.
Jin Jin was there.
Shouts out to Key Silly.
Yeah, Key Silly rocked out too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Timbuktu.
Timbuktu.
I thought I was going to forget about you, nigga.
I love you, boy.
Yeah, shout out to Timbuktu.
Yeah, they fired. It was all fire.
Yeah.
All of it was fire.
Great show, yeah.
All of them was fire. Set it up for me where it was easy for me to do my thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Crowd was ready to laugh.
Yeah. Talent here is amazing, man.
Man.
And it's crazy that was my mentor and both the people I started with.
Right.
Now, who was that?
Yeah.
And D-Hawk, my mentor.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jin Jin is one of my female mentors. Jin Jin is my female mentor. D-Hawk is my... I used to be scared to get on stage. D-Hawk used to get on stage and roast me about that. Like, now he's been in the crowd, like... But yeah, so... Bruton, he was... He a good dude.
Yeah.
So, everybody that performed other than Jin Jin, Tim, Key... We started together. That's
okay.
They're my dogs.
Yeah, two of the best people I know.
Despite whatever the case may be, whatever situation is going on in life, whatever we've been through.
I got you.
Them is my dogs.
Yeah, I got you.
Flat out.
100%.
That's what's up.
I see where you're going.
Yeah, those are great comedians, and they've all been on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Every last one of them.
D-Hawk. He coming.
Oh, except for, D-Hawk?
Oh.
D-Hawk?
Oh.
Oh, he coming. Oh, he definitely coming.
No diddy.
Right. Yeah, so,
definitely coming is crazy.
Yeah,
that was words. Crazy.
Yeah, that's why we make sure we specify
no diddy. Problem is, wow. You could clip that.
No, and it would be
bad.
No.
Yeah, man.
Clip that is crazy.
Out of context, sounds bad. No diddy.
Oh my goodness. Maybe we should just stop. Just cut it out and just talk about something else. Good.
Yeah, let's talk about Jamie Foxx's special.
Oh, no.
Or not so special.
Okay, shout out to Jamie Foxx.
Shout out to Jamie Foxx, very talented man.
You know what?
And I laughed a couple times.
No,
and I saw
let me just say this before we get into it. Jamie Foxx.
Super talented.
Is one of the most talented individuals that's on this planet
100%.
Right now. He 100%. Can sing, he can act.
Yep.
He can do stand-up comedy.
Yes, can.
He can do improv. He's on the spot. He is very, 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 very talented.
Yep.
What do you think about his special, Sid?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
his testimony was cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I liked his testimony.
That's what it was.
It was a testimony for sure.
Yeah,
I liked his testimony.
Yeah. At first,
he just wanted to get his feelings across.
Yeah,
I respect it. At first,
yeah.
So testimony, you're saying you should have. Wait a minute. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
And
tick
tock.
Tick tock.
Boom. Boom. Oh no.
Boom.
Okay.
Boom. Yes. Until you accept it for what it was.
But I like his testimony though.
Yes.
Do I like the comedy special?
Right.
Okay. So his testimony was good. And you know what, to me, I'm happy to see.
I cried.
That he was there.
No, I cried that I paid my subscription for Netflix and it was off for 3 months and I paid to see that. So it's like paying for a pay-per-view.
Right.
And Tyson get knocked out in the first round. I'm just wasting my money.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jamie Foxx.
Shout out to Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. Glad to see you doing well, Jamie.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, he could have did a 5-man TikTok.
I wish I could have heard that church.
He was good.
Just wanted to hear it at church.
So basically you saying it was a testimony you could have been playing the drums on it?
Yeah, he did give a concert. I could have with his daughter.
Yeah.
I could have played drums.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shouts out to Jamie Foxx and the Foxes.
Yeah, shout out to his daughter. She was rocking. That part made me cry a little bit.
You know Foxx ain't his last name?
No. Yeah, he said his name was Eric
Bishop.
Eric McGillicuddy. Bishop. Yeah. It's McGillicuddy.
McGillicuddy? but his daughter's name is Fox. Her government name is Fox.
That's crazy how he can do that. Fox. You know how why it was Jamie Fox?
Why was it Jamie Fox?
He named himself after Red Fox.
Did he?
Yep. That's his favorite. That's his favorite.
Okay.
Where did Jamie come from?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Is that his middle name?
I don't know.
It might be.
I don't know.
Eric, we might Jamie, have to Google it.
Bishop, that really put out his government name?
He said it on the special.
Eric Jamie Bishop.
You know what's funny? Because I remember hearing that, but I wasn't sure what it was.
So if your name Eric, where you get Jamie from?
That's what I just said. Yeah. I think he said he wanted to use Jamie because he said, okay.
One syllable?
It came back to me. He said that he got booked more when they thought it was a female.
Okay.
And then he would show up because the females was getting more advantage or something
back
like
then.
That. Yeah.
In Atlanta.
Wow. So you changed your whole name, dude. Would you change your name to do comedy?
Now.
Yeah, that'd be confusing.
I'll change my house.
To what? Like, you get to pick a different name? What would you change it to? You got an alias already?
I just changed it.
Okay, what did you change it to?
Ding Doink.
Ding Doink. Next on stage.
Just call me Doink for short.
Ding Doink. Doink.
Yep.
What's up, Doink?
Doink in the house.
How you doing?
Doink's gonna have some dope ass clips.
His name is Ding Doink.
You don't even know.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, we have Ding Doink.
We have Doink.
Oh, man.
He's got some dope ass.
The Paco Mina Pacas!
Dope ass videos coming your way.
You already know.
Doink was a clown on WWE, right?
WWF.
Yeah,
your memory is amazing. I thought he just made it up.
Nah.
See?
No, it wasn't Ding Doink. That was his.
Nah, yeah. Ding Doink is
but mine. I didn't know the other shit.
Yeah, Doink.
See?
It was Doink. Ding. Yeah. Yeah, one of them. Doink. Let me put you in the Ding. It was one of them.
What the fuck?
I'm scared of clowns, too.
Are you?
Oh, how about this shit? The job, there was this dude who had a truck. Mm-hmm. In the passenger seat, had one of them motherfucking killer clown face things with a vest, like one of them reflector vest. Yeah, from safety vest in the passenger seat. I'm like, that dude is a serial killer rapist right there. He just pulls into other towns.
If the Chucky doll that I wanted, if he didn't cost $500, I would roll with him on my passenger. But he's $500. I'm not going to keep him in there.
I mean, I get a Yoda one.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
It wasn't Chucky. He was still a good guy now, though.
I mean.
It turns into mean? Chucky.
It wasn't Chucky, but it was
so
a
you mean
guy,
to tell
though.
Me if I bought a good guy doll, he would turn into Chucky?
Yes.
I mean, he has to.
Well, that's why I didn't.
That's the rule.
I mean, that's why I didn't buy him.
It will in addition on the to internet, him being, regardless.
And you know the spell to do it.
Yeah.
Homeboy taught us.
Yeah.
Rewatch it.
Charles Lee Ray taught us. Yeah, shout out to Charles Lee Ray.
Ray really gave us game on the Humble.
So have you thought of any movies? You say you have some written or like you have an idea for a movie since you do a lot of skits. I mean.
Yeah, skits ain't nothing but little movies.
Yeah. Okay.
See, I'm about to give y'all all exclusives. I'm about 2025, I'm about to work on. Since all my jokes on stage. People can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Be real life.
Yep.
Nice.
A movie I'm gonna work on with me and a couple other comedians. Two other comedians.
Okay.
It's gonna be called Real Life.
Okay.
So Real Life, the movie coming soon.
Nice.
Look out for that.
Look at that.
And oh, you bought the labs special. That's the name of my. Oh, I'm dropping everything exclusive right now. My next special name on my next special gonna be Oh You About to Laugh, and that's dropping next year too.
Oh, woo! Shit. No shit.
I might do it on Juneteenth, just like I did the last one.
Nice.
I'm under plus everybody come out because I'm under a 2-show contract. I can't opt out.
Oh wow, 2-show contract.
Yeah.
Congratulations, sir. That's what's up.
So I'll be on show too. We're gonna get this out the way.
Get it. Dope.
First show is a wrap. Working on show 2. Midnight Paco Podcast t-shirt.
In the building.
Yeah.
Check the description. We got merch links and that.
You can't get it out.
Gotta get the merch. Yeah, the links are in the description.
Subscribe.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe. Hit the link. The light. And all that stuff.
Hit the button, subscribe. I used to have this down to a T.
I know. Comment.
Comment.
Like and
subscribe. Comment, like, and subscribe.
Do you get a lot of comments on your videos?
Huh?
Do you get a lot of comments on your videos and shit?
Hell yeah, and I respond to all of them.
Nice.
I take time to respond to everybody. That's what
on
keeps
the toilet,
my family.
On the toilet, though, right? Because that's the only time you got time
I'll be
to respond
at work.
To people. Oh, okay.
I'll be at work like this. Boom, boom, boom. Because I'm at work. Boom. I upload at work. Bam. I got it already edited. Boom. I upload at work. Bam. Do. I'll let it build up. I go in there. Bam.
Die.
Bam. Funny face. Funny face. Funny face. Funny face. Everybody's just laughing. Funny face. Funny face. Oh, you got something to say? Yeah, motherfucker, motherfucker. Funny face. Funny face. Yeah. I'm married. I'm married. Funny face. Funny face. Rest. Funny face. Funny. I'm just playing. Ain't nobody asked, fat bae.
Bling loud.
That's right.
You ain't have to hate like that.
I'm sorry.
This could have been the other hand.
It's opposite.
But it could have been on the other side because the camera be.
It could have been.
And then you're going to say, ladies, he taking, and y'all say it's all over.
You still throw your drawers on the table, girls. Huh? Hey.
Oh, now you're trying to get me fucked over.
I ain't saying nothing.
My wife might be watching.
She ain't. Hey, my wife's definitely probably watching. It's probably not. No, she ain't watching. Cold ass cool.
Cheers, man.
Salud.
Cheers to the Midnight Podcast.
Midnight Paco Podcast.
Paco Podcast. That's Paco right. Podcast. I got the fucking shirt on. The Midnight Paco Podcast.
Absolutely.
With Justin Fuller and my main man, Cool.
See you in a place to be.
Get him.
Yeah.
Repress.
We're going to put an S in there because S's do matter.
Represses.
Rest press. My man.
Because S's do matter.
No, I just wanted to take a cheers from everybody, man. I love y'all. This is all to Cleveland Comedy. This is all to the Midnight Paco Podcast. This is to Sid V216 and the new beginnings that we all about to make, man. Love, family, peace, and love, man. Tinkle boink.
Yes, sir.
Tinkle boink.
Salud.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Nice. On that note, yo, Jay, where can they find you, baby?
Hey, everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. Yo, Sid, where can they find you, man?
On Instagram, SidV216. On TikTok, SidV216. On the other TikTok, SidV216 fan page. And YouTube, SidV216. And Facebook. If you don't know my government, find it out.
That's right, everybody. Peace out.
ZZZZZZZZZ1079.
Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.